the next 90 days.
You don't talk politics, you don't talk religion, and you don't threaten to close anybody's school, or it can cause for some serious, serious debate. And we've been hearing a lot about that, and you've got different organizations, Save Our Sexton and Save Our Eastern. How are you going to make that decision?
Well, you know, it's a very tough decision, and nobody in the history of superintendencies wants to close a school. However, I'm just going to say that we have to sort of accept the reality that Lansing is not the district of 33,000 students when I came on board that it was back in the mid-70s. It's a 13,000 student district. And so with 13,000 students, we have to align our educational programming with that, with those numbers, which may create the need to close some facilities. Okay, but a facility does not a program make. So my interest in looking at restructuring is how do we provide the best educational and academic programming opportunities for students? So instead of saying, let's just close a school and ship them all to another one, if we close a facility, how can we create an interesting 21st century type educational programming for those students at another site? So it's a combination of cutting our costs on facilities and providing the students in Lansing with 21st century educational opportunities.
From your perspective, what can you do? What can the district do for the children, for the students, to help them get more out of their school and more out of their education?
Well, for one thing, Lansing has the enviable position, Lansing School District, of being in Lansing. It's a vibrant community. To have partnerships with the city of Lansing, with the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, with all of the, with Michigan State University, LCC, Davenport, Cooley. I mean, it is an enviable position that other districts just don't have that sort of ability, that environment where they can create partnerships. So for one thing, partnerships with the surrounding area is really critical. For another, I think we need to focus a little bit more on career preparation. I think, we have great opportunities to partner with Sparrow Hospital, with Michigan State University, with LCC, Health Sciences. Look towards the future. What is the economic landscape looking like in the future? What's the labor landscape looking like in the future? And preparing our students for that. So those are the kinds of things that I think are really important for us to focus on. Not just closing a building and restructuring, sending kids, but when we do, how are we partnering with others in order to provide a great opportunity?
Now, for those kids who are struggling, mm-hmm. who are not where they need to be academically or socially or behaviorally in their school, wherever they are, what can you do to help those kids?
Well, it's a challenge everywhere. You know, kids have so many distractions these days, and it's difficult for parents to raise children with so many distractions in their environment. I think if we focus on being positive with our children and providing them the opportunities so that the distractions that they're engaged in are positive distractions, giving them as many opportunities as possible to do that, I think we would end up with a better situation.
During the break, I asked you, would you take this position on a full-time basis, and I asked you if you were going to take part in the process of hiring the next permanent superintendent, and you replied with?
Well, to your first question, I said that's a little premature. I'm on day two right now, and so I think, you know, we have to sort of sort it out and see how this goes for the next few months. On the second question, I'm not involved in the process. I believe that there really can't be this shadow of Yvonne in the background getting an inside track on this superintendency. There needs to be a clean, open process where people who really want to be the superintendent of Lansing should apply for it. The candidacy should be there shouldn't be any shadow or any thought that Yvonne is in the background wanting this job. I think it's a great place to work, and there are great people out there who would love to be in Lansing.
You were telling me about your husband. He is from Mexico, and you have spent a lot of time in Mexico. How has that relationship and those experiences shaped you?
Well, actually, my father was a diplomat, and so I was actually raised in Latin America from the age of 5 till we came back to the United States in the age of 15. So I'm pretty familiar with what it feels like to be in an environment that you're not completely comfortable in. And I speak languages other than English. Of course, I never would have met my husband had I not spoken Spanish fluently. So I think it helps me understand issues of diversity and that it's normal and we should embrace it. And it's great to live in Lansing in a diverse community that we have.
Yvonne Kamal Kanul is the Lansing School District's interim superintendent. I thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.